Hi, this is Steve Mentz again, the curator of Lost at Sea. The next stop on the audio tour is the Atlas Maritimus and Commercialis, a huge deluxe volume published in London in 1728. The book itself was too big to fit into our display cases, so we opted to reproduce the title page for you to read. We've also made a facsimile of the book itself so that you can pick it up and see what it feels like. The sheer size and weight alone should give you a sense of what this book wanted to represent. It is a massive, imposing vision of the maritime world as England understood it in the early 18th century. The Atlas was published anonymously, but it did print a list of nearly 300 individuals in it who subscribed to the first edition. These figures comprised a who's who of the English maritime elite, including many wealthy merchants, members of the Admiralty Board, the Governor of Bermuda, and others. The text of the Atlas was written by Daniel Defoe, fresh off the massive success of his novel Robinson Crusoe, published just 9 years earlier. The maps and star charts were corrected by Astronomer Royal Edmund Halley, after whom Halley's comet would be named. In a real sense, this atlas represents the combined efforts of England's mercantile and maritime elite to make sense of the oceanic world. Its contents combine maps, histories, and strategies for global trade. It's an early modern view of a fully global economy, and also a textual precursor to the spread of British power around the world.